Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
E-T-I-F Radio.
Let's have one drink before I'm going to work. To the empowerage of words.
To the irony of that sentence.
Coming to you live from internet station TGIF, this is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. You know, it turns out that when you get a real goddamn mouse instead of a trackpad that's probably hindered by a swelling battery ready to explode into your face at any second, things kind of go a little better. The rum also helps. How you guys doing?
Doing all right.
Yeah, no, I'm having a good time. Sounds like you're having a great time, though.
The best time ever. I finally finished my day of dealing with retards. It's over. Oh, it's over. It's fucking Friday, thank God. Jesus, you don't even want to know.
I
kind of want to repeat it, but nobody's going to care.
Okay. Repeat it then.
Fair enough.
Hopefully
anyways.
Kelsey wasn't sleeping.
Say again?
So hopefully Kelsey wasn't sleeping.
Oh, at this point,
well,
I'm beyond caring.
She is not now.
At this point, I'm beyond caring. So, wait, you wanted to hear the tale? Really?
Yes.
No, you said you didn't want to tell it, so I just said, okay, that's fine.
And I'm saying, tell me.
Because it may help. I understand.
I want to get into the frame of mind that is Renee after this week.
Okay.
I don't think
that's
you
scary.
Want to, man.
All right, I want to witness Renee in this frame of mind.
All right,
I don't
want
to experience it.
You go.
So here's the long and short of it. I'll try it. Let me get my text summary that I sent to Kirsty a bit ago. I'll probably just read that.
Okay.
Let me see.
Make sure there's nothing identifying.
No, there's nothing.
Okay.
No.
All
you need to know.
If there are names, just use the first initial.
Yeah.
That all you need to know is that the mystery subject will be referred to as she from here on out.
Okay.
Should be easy enough. She left a voicemail in my dad's inbox intended for me. That's how it began. Yeah. She is saying she can't find an option to print in 11 by 17 in Adobe Acrobat. She tells me to connect to her, to contact her on Teams. It's Microsoft Teams, our messaging system that we use. I message her there and ask her to send me a TeamViewer ID and password. Drew, you're familiar with that process. We did it just moments ago. Now imagine me doing that 80 times a day. Yeah.
Sorry to
sounds
give
like
you
you're
for
really
PTSD
good at it,
to your work.
I'm pretty good at it, but I do not get paid enough, as you will learn later on. So I ask her to message me the ID and password. She proceeds to email this password to me instead. I connect to her computer, and I change her default printer to a real printer instead of just a fake printer that generates PDFs. And I fire off a test print in 11 by 17, and I ask her in Teams to check the printer and see if an 11 by 17 page has appeared. I watch her open her email client and start writing another fucking email to me. So I take over the session really quickly and just put some random text in the message box of Teams to indicate this is where you're supposed to type, you dummy. Turns out, once we get a conversation going, she's not even in the fucking office. She's working from home that day. She should have told me that from the beginning. And she can't confirm that the print even happened.
So does she have a printer at home?
No.
Oh.
So I don't know why she's even trying to do this. So I decide, rather than trying to extract the information painfully over text, I'll start a call instead. Teams has a built-in calling function. It's actually just Skype in disguise. That's a secret.
Pretty much.
Audible gasp.
Do you use Teams, Zoom. Drew?
It depends on the meeting, but yeah, sometimes. A lot of it's GoToMeeting, but...
Oh, dude, we, have the same softwares. That's fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I try and start a Teams call. She can't hear me because her speakers are muted, so she does the logical thing and hangs up the call. So I try and start another call and at the same time unmute her speakers, but she's still fighting for my mouse control and won't let me unmute the speakers, and she's trying to hang up this second call.
And she probably thinks hackers got into her computer.
Well, I could be classified as such. Sure, why not? I'll accept that designation. And she's trying to hang up the call again, and this is finally the point where I slam my fist down on the desk multiple times and yell, "God damn it," so loud that my voice echoes through the halls and can even be heard outdoors. Finally, I get
No joke, we heard it outside.
I finally get her speakers unmuted, and she explains the problem. She's trying to create an 11 by 17 PDF to send to someone else in the office so they can print it in 11 by 17. And
so she can't just export the file?
She doesn't know what the fuck that is, dude. You use the word export around her, her eyes are going to fall out of her head and roll under her desk. And as monotone as possible, to disguise my rage, I explain over 5 minutes that the PDF doesn't need to be modified to be printed in 11 by 17. The person who wants to print it will just have to select 11 by 17 themselves. She's trying to just send a PDF to another person for them to print it off, and that is the hell that she put me through. That was 15 minutes of hell.
And what does she do at your company?
Drafting.
Okay, so you'd think she's at least lightly
semi-competent.
I mean, you would think she knows how to work Adobe or Bluebeam or something like that.
I guarantee Bluebeam actually does not have a seat in our company. We're pretty much Autodesk up and down. But I don't know how she even learned the stuff that she knows now, cuz I'm pretty sure she is a holdover from when drafting tables were a thing. And she somehow stumbled her way into holding on to that position to present day now. And I'm sure it's mostly because people feel bad for her.
Well, and once you have enough years of the company, then people just be like, oh, well, they'll retire soon anyways. Or you don't want to get rid of them because the severance package would be huge and a huge financial hit to the company.
That's true, probably. But yeah, that's what I did today. That's what made me cry out in pain at my makeshift desk at my house. I hope your guys' days were better than mine.
Actually, my day wasn't too bad. It was, busy, but not super stressful, which has been a nice change of pace.
Oh, that's great. That's great news for you, buddy.
Well, I've been basically, we have 5 schools going full time right now that I have to simultaneously basically manage.
Goddamn.
Shit. Yeah.
Are you a manager now?
Well, it's me and the guy work directly above my boss. Basically, he's the project manager. And since a lot of stuff that I do, he would do other times or helps. Basically, I work under him. So I'm not quite an assistant project manager, but I guess for lack of a better way to say it, because we're small teams, that's kind of what my position is.
Not assistant to the project manager, though, right?
No.
You beat me to it by a second.
No, so yeah, I'll handle things like basically kind of a go-between the general contractor, the field, the office stuff, making sure everything is where they need to be, answering anybody's questions that need to get answered, getting all of our submittals sent off, and then explaining in very simple terms what each thing is, and that, no, I didn't just send you a 500-page file about gauges.
No, it's a 500-page file about washers.
This is an actual conversation I had yesterday. They're like, yeah, I looked. It was like a 500-page document. I see the first thing. The first page is all he looked at. It's like, oh, it's gauges. I didn't have a chance to go through. I'm like, well, it has bookmarks in the file that has all the stuff broken out by section. Did you see that?
I didn't. God, reading is like the enemy to a lot of people. I don't know what it is. Like, the whole world is... It just blows my mind that the internet is even a thing, because it's a text-based medium to begin with, and now we all depend on it in a world where 85% of its inhabitants hate opening fucking books.
Yeah.
Renee, tell me more on how you feel about this.
I don't know. Maybe we need some fucking change here. I don't know what that means. How about, can I be the change that everyone believes in? Can it be my turn?
Yeah, go for it. I support
all
you
right.
in most.
How thank you.
Are you worth?
At least 2 bits worth, which I think is 1/4. That'll get you a phone call somewhere.
If there were payphones anymore.
Yeah, I think you have to go to like Yemen or something to find a payphone.
Yeah, some
actually,
third world country.
That's not true. I saw a payphone in Esther Short Park last year. Well, okay.
But
now
is
I'm
it
saying,
working?
I did
oh,
not
you
test
didn't
that.
Test it.
I did not test that, but also I did not want to handle an existing payphone. That's a big risk.
In Esther Shore? Yeah, I can understand that too.
Is that a is that a known drug haven?
No, it's just it seems like not too far from there. There's some groups of people, or it gets kind of scuzzy pretty quick beyond there. Like that area is nice, but you go about 5 blocks over and you're like, oh, I probably should turn around.
Drew,
like,
you could say it, groups station. Of undesirables.
Undesirables. And also any payphone you find, mean, for sure you punch in the right number and it takes you to an underground lair. So
the whole booth, right?
So there was an underground lair underneath Save-On Foods in apparently. Woodland, which is now Grocery Outlet.
Well, that's mean, where I would put mine.
Yeah, I don't make the rules.
I mean, because there was that payphone right next to what used to be, what was that, Figaro's Pizza, that even years and years and years after Figaro's was gone, that payphone was still there. And one time, just out of random curiosity, I actually went up and tried it to see if it even had, you know, it took coins or a dial tone or anything like that. I stuck like a dime into it and it immediately just spat it right back out and there was no blank tone, no nothing.
Hmm.
And then I tried doing the classic, like everything you see in 90s movies where somebody, you call a payphone and it starts ringing. So I looked at the number on the thing, called it on my cell phone and just said, the number you have dialed has been disconnected.
Oh, damn. That's almost exactly what I used to do with payphones, but it actually worked.
Yeah.
I would ride my bike around Woodland and find all the payphones with a few quarters in my pocket. And if they didn't have the phone number on the payphone, I would put the quarter in to call my cell phone, and then I would add the payphone number to my contacts for later use. And
that's
what
clever.
I mean by later use is me standing maybe 50 feet away from the payphone and dialing it on my cell phone just to see if anyone would pick it up.
Yeah, kind of funny.
It
funny
was not
like
a very long-lasting hobby.
Yeah, it's been funny to do that kind of stuff in like 99 after The Matrix comes out and everybody's walking by and all of a sudden just the phone starts ringing.
Yeah,
just to see if anybody reacted.
I think I was off by about 8 years or so.
Yeah, that would have been 1999. So,
yeah, just keep in mind the context for the story is that the linchpin is that the payphones were still working. That's huge.
Yeah, no, exactly.
those days are long gone, man. What's the new payphone? There isn't one. Is there
just cell phones? I guess.
I would say prepaid phones are the next closest thing.
I was going to say prepaid phones or public Wi-Fi.
Yeah, no, it's definitely public Wi-Fi. You're right.
And public Wi-Fi, that's just even more dangerous because you might get a biological disease or a technological one. The only way you get the biological disease is if you stand around people for too long that you get infected with something. Obviously, the easy-to-go-to disease is COVID right now. But I'm really hoping for space
open,
AIDS just so I can say space AIDS a few times.
I'm really holding out hope for large pox.
Mega pox.
Jared, I needed that.
Holy fuck. And it's just like a 10-foot scab.
It's just
a
your
herd
whole
of scabs.
Body.
Your whole body's a scab.
Yeah, you're
like, man, this shit
countryside.
Sucks.
Don't scratch it.
You get it? Man. You look like you got Quado on your chest.
Yeah,
that'd be horrifying. All the smallpox scars, they form the shape of a face and then it starts speaking, and when that happens, the host body dies. Smallpox has taken over. It is now large pox.
And then it gives a prophetic, you know, story to Arnold Schwarzenegger, and it turns out it was all just a dream.
Yeah, isn't that, that's how that, I haven't seen Total Recall in a long time, but that's how that wrapped up, wasn't it? He chose to stay in the simulation. That's what you could.
Well, it's pretty implied that it was a simulation because everything about it was basically referenced when they were getting ready to put him under, like the, oh, blue sky over Mars. That's a new one. And that's like the last thing in that movie is blue sky on Mars.
Yeah.
So it just ends before he wakes up from his little vacation.
Seems right to me.
I need to watch this movie. How would you wake up? Watched it.
Oh, you need to.
Yeah, I think you've only watched the one with Colin Farrell where they don't go to Mars, but they put the three-titted lady in there to make, like, one nerd happy.
And it has Kate Beckinsale. That was the main reason
that's why
you
watched it, wasn't it?
It was on the list of reasons for sure.
She's pretty hot.
Dude. Is she still hot?
Yes.
Yes.
She's a vampire.
I stalk her on Instagram.
Wasn't she in Underworld? Is that Kate Beckinsale?
Yes, she was in all but the third one.
Definitely a vampire, then. If you star in a vampire movie, you're just automatically a vampire. There's no way to get the makeup perfect. They just make you a vampire at the end.
Yep, method
But then
acting.
A year later, she was in a movie with Hugh Jackman where she hunted and killed vampires.
Who else would know how better to kill a vampire than a vampire?
That's fair. That's a fair point.
They know all the secrets.
They're like, dang, I wouldn't want to get stabbed here, so I'll stab them there.
But if vampires don't have a reflection, can you film them?
Digitally.
Yeah, because if it's digital, there's no mirrors involved. So I think you're just capturing light waves at that point. No one's really tried to figure out the science as to why mirrors don't work for vampires, and I don't know if anyone's going to. I don't know if that's our job.
No, it's because way
magic?
Back. No, way back in the day, because mirrors used to have like a silver back base or whatever the hell you call it. And now the new ones
that's how
are
they
made
got the
of tin
qualities.
And aluminum and shit.
Yeah, it was silver applied to glass with a black paint behind it, so that way it only reflected light one way. Yeah.
And they can't wear silver.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, because it burns them.
Silver's a pure substance.
So now that mirrors are modernized, vampires are cool. They know how to dress themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man.
What?
Or you just build an immunity over time.
Wrong?
Well, no, that doesn't make it wrong. That just makes it, that probably means they just have a silver mirror in their house because they're that old.
Yeah, that shit was
and
mad old.
At the dance hall? The Church of Sorrows or whatever they call it?
Oh, yeah, that's a bit less. I don't know. Hey, you're trying to punch holes in your own favorite movie.
I know.
This is what happens.
That's how sad I am right now, you guys.
Don't do it.
You
want to know
you
how
can appreciate
sad?
Appreciate something even with a bit
don't
of
believe us,
Kirsty.
We're
scars.
Idiots.
Do you want to know how sad Kirsty is? Kirsty is so sad that she has been watching the SpaceX launch and docking procedure on a loop for the past 4 days.
It's pretty sweet.
It is.
That is pretty cool, yeah.
It is pretty sweet, but there comes a point where you start to memorize the dialogue of a real life event.
Okay.
And one of the pieces of that dialogue is Ted Cruz espousing how proud he is of these astronauts. And that's the point where you kind of gotta play it a little less often. I'm not saying stop, but a bit less often.
Yeah, I'll admit.
Here's how sad I am or was, have been.
Continue
he,
to
he
be.
He suggested that Bob and Doug don't actually tweet themselves, and I started just straight up crying.
Are we okay? Is everything going good over there?
No.
Have you been quarantined for too long?
Yes.
She has. I'm allowed to leave.
Whenever.
I'm going to the store tomorrow for the first time in
oh, yeah,
a
speaking
month.
Of stores, congratulations Phase 2, everybody.
Hell yeah. When was
for
that?
Now.
For Clark County. Oh, yeah, it's totally going to get walked back, but...
when was that?
Today.
Oh.
Oh, because
who'd have thought?
I need to get a haircut desperately, and I don't want to wait 2.5 hours in long.
No, take a pic before you get it. Done.
Yeah, we want to see.
It,
yeah, I really want to see
it's just
this,
long
Drew.
And
please,
poofy.
Please, Drew. I'm so
I
sad.
Might. The only thing I've done is trimmed my sideburns up slightly because I was starting to look like it was 1972.
Oh, my God, and please, Drew. I
and
Drew.
I trimmed the back
this.
Of my neck because it was touching my shirt collar.
We need
Here's
pictures.
The thing.
I need to see this.
Here's the thing. If you don't take a picture of yourself, we are going to commission Therese to take a secret picture of you.
I need to see me. 70s Drew so bad.
No, it could only be better if you had the mustache.
Yeah,
oh, my
no.
God. Please grow a mustache.
Grow the mustache.
No, I'm not growing a mustache. But
mustache.
My hair can cover half
mustache.
Of my ears. Like, I can have... Like, if I put my hair over my ears, it can literally, like, go into the hole that you should stick Q-tips into, but everybody does.
Oh, man, I wonder what that's like, says the guy whose hair covers the entire ear plus some cheekbone.
Same here.
Yes, but I typically don't like my hair getting past, like, an inch and a half, 2 inches.
Because he looks like a damn hippie.
But now you're walking on the wild side. Now that you've tasted the freedom, you don't ever want to go back, do you?
I figure it's going to take a long time to get a haircut at this point because so many people are going to go and get haircuts.
Yeah, you better make an appointment. Things, like,
get on the list like an hour before you leave work, and then that way by the time you drive the half hour to get there, you only have to wait like another 30 minutes.
An hour? Try a week out ahead of time.
Yeah,
I'm thinking like at a place like Great Clips or the Barbers or something basic like that.
Go to the Barbers.
That's typically where I go.
Okay, good.
Those are going to be the hardest hit ones. I guarantee you, you're going to be waiting a long ass time.
Yeah, but no, I almost went to the Great Clips in Longview, but what?
They probably wouldn't even take Collins at this point.
Probably not.
They never really did. Basically, the ones that I was going to was like walk-in only. You could call in like a half hour before, but they didn't really take up spots. But people have been wanting to get a haircut for like 6 months now, so...
I know.
They're gonna take some fucking calls.
And they're probably desperate to get people in and use their money. Although I wonder if it's gonna be kind of like, because I've heard some people at my office that have gotten haircuts in like Longview, Kelso area, that, you know, you have to like, you still have to wear a mask, which I think would be hard to have your haircut with the mask on, but it makes sense. You have to, they have like a bunch of different little dividers, almost like, like in a hospital, like they have little curtains, all that kind of stuff. So it's kind of weird, but.
Yeah, I've heard the dentist is kind of an experience right now. They check your temperature on the way in. Everybody's like hazmated up and you're not even allowed to leave out the front door. You get kicked out the side.
Right. Yeah. That's what Christy was saying. Cause she's back to work now. So.
I'm telling everyone about it. It seems.
Nah, not really, but, she told my mother, who told us, so.
Oh, okay.
My mom parrots everything that's ever told to her. No.
not a direct communication, I understand. Yeah, I'm no plans for haircut here. I'm keeping all this stuff.
Jared, are you getting shaggy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we need a picture of you, too.
All right, well, you guys are used to me with long hair. I grow my hair for 6 months, and then I cut it and just repeat process, so... You've all seen me with long hair before, but, I mean, I'll take before and after pictures.
Thank you.
Oh, so this is just a standard scalp cycle for you?
Yeah, no, this ain't anything new.
Okay.
It's not, like, weirdly long somehow?
Nah, the only difference is, by now, my mom would have thrown an absolute fit and gave me $20 to go get a haircut, but since since everything's closed down, then she's like, eh,
I think
whatever.
We've seen that before.
Several times.
Didn't she do that?
Every time.
Okay.
And so far, I haven't had to pay for a haircut in like 3 years, so.
She didn't just be like, waiting. Okay, sit down, I'm getting the clippers.
No, she's like, here's $20, go get an effing haircut. I'm like, alrighty, I can do that.
You guys ever get your hair cut at home? Because that was something I did.
Used to.
When I was young, yeah. Basically, once Memorial Day was done, my dad got out the clippers, put on the number 2 guard, and buzzed my head.
We had a flow bee. Do you know what a flow bee is?
I know what they are, but it's been a long time since I've
heard that name. Is it anything like a honeybee?
Not even close, unfortunately.
What about a killer bee?
Murder hornet.
It feels like a killer bee from what I remember. A flow bee is an attachment that goes on the end of your vacuum cleaner that is used for cutting hair.
Okay.
I'm
so you got a vacuum cleaner haircut.
Is that what they're
Absolutely.
Showing on Wayne's World?
Basically, yeah. If you've seen Wayne's World, that thing at the very beginning is just a souped up flow bee that's the wrong color. But, yeah, I just looked up the images for a flow bee right now, and every single picture is 90s. Although I just found a great Photoshop of Mark Zuckerberg getting his hair cut with a flow bee. I feel like everyone needs to see this.
Probably not a Photoshop. It's probably legitimate.
He is like looking like the image of Christ here, so I don't know, maybe that is him. Fucking creepy lizard man.
No, he's an android, he's not a lizard person.
That is a bit more plausible, you're right. Here, I posted
that
in the
chat. It
looks
more like Data than a lizard person.
Oh, with each passing day.
He just basically needs his skin tone to shift.
Yeah, he just needs to add a little bit more pastiness, and then he needs to wear a yellow shirt. And one of those Star Trek insignias, and he would be a dead ringer for Data.
I actually saw that as a Photoshop when he was doing his, like, one of his congressional hearings or something like that. Somebody did Photoshop that, and it looks spot on.
Oh, I think I saw that same one. And they just added, like, a bunch of green text behind him to look like he was in The Matrix or something, right?
I think that somebody added that one, but the original I saw was just the same photo, just with more the Data skin tone and then the yellow shirt.
There you go. But yeah, don't. I'm not cutting a single bit of this. You guys can go ahead and get your locks trimmed, but I'm telling you, you're missing out on something beautiful here.
Mm. I'll take your word for it.
Having really long hair. I need it long enough that I can put it in a ponytail.
You'll get there. Just keep waiting and go out in the sun occasionally.
All I can do now is put it into several small pigtails.
It's not a... it's not exactly
fulfilling your goal. Can you make a little ponytail?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have enough hair to make a small ponytail?
A very, very small one.
Just like a Jedi year one Padawan. A little tiny rat tail coming out of the back of your head.
Okay, I can
Ewan
work
McGregor
on that.
In episode one.
Yeah, there you go.
Dude, that'd be so grody. I should totally do it.
Who's gonna give a shit? Like the guys that you work with? You haven't quit working this entire time, have you?
Oh, no. After I had my shoulder surgery, I quit work, so I haven't worked in probably a month, and I am so bored all the time.
Oh, shit. I can imagine.
Yeah, because, I mean, I can't really work if I can't lift my hand over my head, so here we are watching Avatar The Last Airbender.
Are they going to let you back?
I mean, as soon as I get strong enough, yeah.
All right, that's good.
Oh, that's good.
At least they didn't, like, it's not a quit. You didn't burn that bridge. You didn't flip everyone out as you were walking off the field.
Oh, no, definitely not. I love that company, everything about them, but it was like, hey, I'm getting surgery, and therefore I can't work until I'm better. And they were like, okay, bye.
That makes
sense. That's about it. Nothing special going on. Just lots of
Netflix.
How is
that going with your whole healing process? I know you had your 2 weeks off when you were on your camping drug bender or whatever, but that was it.
It was a drug bender, right?
No, I spent four...
That's your in your life story arc that's going to get this movie adaptation. That was your low point?
Yeah, that was my low point, was being on Percocets for 4 days, and then after I got off, I was angry for 2 days, and then we're back to normal. That's about
it, man.
That's not
quite as inspirational as we hope.
I'll make it more...
Percocet's just not the drug. It's not the drug for you.
Yeah, no, I'll make it more dramatic in my biography. Instead of, like, 4 days, I'll say it's 4 years or something.
You think you'd... I don't know. 4 years seems... I think you could do it in 1 year. I believe in you, man.
All right, fine. I'll start taking Percocets again.
There, that might help. Yeah, just you don't like sit down and think about it. What you gotta do is go stream of consciousness here. Go Hunter Thompson on this. Just record your words and transcribe them later. That's gonna be a hit.
Yeah, what's the worst that could happen? I still have like 6 Percocets left. Hey, how many can you take before you die?
At least 6.
It's, depends what you 6. Take them with.
Well, you could always take as many as you want once.
There you go.
Well, the most I can take right now is
that's
6.
That's like the worst advice ever. Yeah, you can do all these horrible things once. You can
that's
go skydiving
true,
without
true,
a parachute
Jesus.
Once.
How many times can you wrestle a bear? Just once.
Once.
I mean, it depends on how good you are.
I don't care how good you are. You're not going to win against a bear.
Imagine how much street cred you get if you say that you're the guy who wrestled a bear twice.
That makes me think of Drew's, not Drew's, Joe's birthday.
Somebody wrestled a bear?
Yeah. No, we went to this guy's birthday. It was kind of a surprise party. Natalie threw it. No. It was all his plan, wasn't it?
Part of his evil plan.
It was his evil plan. He wanted to get us over to his house to play a Mario Party, a little bit of Mario Kart, and then at the end of the party,
destroy friendships.
And then
Mario Party destroys
more
friendships than anything else.
No friendships were destroyed that day. So I think it just proves that they were very strong. And then at the very end of the birthday party, we were shown a very intense, about half an hour show. About
National Geographic.
It was a National Geographic show about bears living in Alaska and all the horrible things that they've done to animals and people. Because that's his number one fear is bears, and he wanted to pass that fear on to us.
Well, it worked.
Polar bears are also called murder bears up there.
No, I don't think polar bears were featured. I think it was mostly just grizzlies.
Yeah, because I know polar bears are actually actively aggressive towards people. They don't give a fuck about you.
Mm-hmm.
It's polar the opposite of that.
Mean.
It's like they're, oh, if you see the bear in the woods and it's like being scary to you, just puff yourself up, make yourself look bigger. Don't break eye contact and back away. No, polar bears would be like, oh, hi, you look like a treat, and just kill you.
Yeah. No, I'm not surprised by that at all, because they stare down like narwhals and shit on a daily basis.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
If you live up in a snowy wasteland, it does something to your fear perception, i.e. erases it. It's just gone.
Nothing else is scary after you face down a polar bear.
Oh, man, I want to have a polar bear so right? bad.
You want to raise one from birth?
They're so cute.
Do you, so that's how you want to die, huh?
That's how I want to die.
It's better than other ways you've chosen. Not that you chose flesh-eating bacteria, but...
I chose that, man. That's so rad. Like, how hardcore do you have to be dying of flesh-eating bacteria?
Yeah, I'm putting that on your tombstone.
She didn't choose the life chose her.
Sorry, I didn't catch that. What did you say, Jared?
No, I was just saying I'm definitely putting that on Kirsty's tombstone. Beat flesh-eating bacteria.
Oh, yeah. I'll pay for that. I'm sure, what is it? Like, it's probably like $25 a letter for a headstone.
I think
so,
it's more than that.
Plus probably the stone itself.
I'll kick some change your way. That reminds me of, Jared, did you ever watch Nathan For You?
You showed me a couple of episodes.
You gotta get on that train, because this just reminded me of one that he did where, what was it? He was trying to get advertising together for a veterinarian's office, and he ended up buying a triple size plot of land at a pet cemetery and erected basically an 8-foot tall tombstone with the contact information for this veterinary office on it.
So he erected a monument to a vet's office.
Yeah, pretty much.
What the f-
Yeah, and their primary objection was that it was too large and taking up other plot space, but you know what makes that worry go away? $5,000.
Apparently.
Everybody has a price, right?
I still remember dumb Starbucks.
Oh, yeah. No, that was...
This is not part of the act. I am actively trying to get rich off of this. You're like, wait, what? He literally said that.
Do you remember it because of the show, or
as it happened? As because it, happened. It was a phenomenon.
No, I just remember like from the show. I don't remember dumb Starbucks like ever actually seeing one. I just remembered Renee showing me the dumb Starbucks clip,
and then the
guy being right there, and he's like, "This is not part of the act. I am actively trying to get rich off of this." And he said that, and I was like, "Damn, is this part of the act?"
Dude, you can never know with that guy. Dude, it's so everything funny. Everything at all times either is or isn't a part of the act, and you have no idea what the hell
you don't
side of the line it's on.
Or the one about like him getting locked up and gonna expose himself to kids if he can't break his way out of these cuffs.
Exactly. He ended the show on his own terms. He decided that it was so good at the end of the fourth season, he couldn't top it, and he ended it on his own terms.
That's too good. I respect that so much.
Yeah. And now his casual thing that I want to do someday is going on stage with bands with a guitar in his hand, but it's not actually plugged into anything, and he just pretends to play it and tunes it and adjusts the capo on it the entire concert.
This guy's a lunatic, and I love him.
He's the most awkward lunatic you'll ever meet.
That's the best kind.
Just a second. I gotta look him up.
Nathan Fielder. And I'm sure the first photo that you'll see of him is just giving the strangest smile. Teeth slightly exposed, eyebrows not arched.
This is so incredibly spot on.
How did I fucking know? I know the guy too well. It's a problem.
I love that the genre they say is cringe comedy.
100%. You have no idea. you just stand there and wonder what is happening, because there's just something about, I think it's, there's something about pointing a video camera at a human being that completely changes the way that their mind works. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it happens, but so far my prevailing theory is it has something to do with an underdeveloped part of our brains that doesn't know how to handle the fact that your actions are being recorded and possibly preserved for the rest of time. It's like a panic mechanism that you have to perform for this weird box in order to appear as cool or as good as possible in your own image, but you have no idea what the hell you look like on the other side of that camera. So why are you acting this way? It's a failure in the mechanism of human minds that we don't quite understand yet, and we may never crack it until we get chips implanted in people's brains. We gotta wait for that part.
That's just coming up,
yeah,
man.
That's around the corner, man. We're like right there.
Yeah.
I mean, so Musk there. Has been talking about it for years.
I'll only do it if I'm allowed to do it myself.
What? The only person I trust to put a chip in me is Elon Musk.
In my brain, smart guy. That's where it's going.
How are you going to do that yourself?
With machines. I don't know.
He's going to get a little, like a Ryobi drill. He's going to get like a 2-inch hole saw, hole cutting drill bit, like you use for punching holes in drywall. And then just, I mean, he's going to need you to do the pilot hole, Kirsty, first. You know, just a little hole to get him started. And then he'll just go.
Most of the work of this. Most of this work is going to be modeled after the handiwork of Jeffrey Dahmer, to be fair. He's basically been the main pioneer of this field.
Or you could go like Hannibal Lecter and just like pop your skull cap and go from there.
I don't think we need to go that far.
But maybe. It's an option.
I don't want nothing between my brain and the ground other than a piece of government plastic.
It was a metal one, but I don't really think you want to be pissing your pants every time Kirsty runs the microwave.
Thank you.
Who you were for 30 minutes.
Thank you for getting that. No, I'm just saying I don't want unknown chips going into my brain. If I can put the chip in my brain myself and program it, that's 100% cool. That's the thing I want the most. If I can program the chip but have someone else put it in, that's okay, but I'd prefer a loved one to witness it to make sure they don't sneaky switch the chip out on me and put something else in there. I have specific requirements for this technology that must be followed.
Oh, man, now do I have
so
to become
a doctor?
What are
you programming this chip to do if you're going to be programming
it?
Say again, Drew?
I was saying, so if you're going to be the one that's programming this chip that you trust to put in your head, what are you going to program it to do?
I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I haven't thought that far ahead.
I want to be smarter.
I want to think more good.
It probably wouldn't. That would be, I don't know what to compare it to, but that would definitely be a futile exercise that would surely end in disaster. An attempt to accelerate your own brain, that's bad. Every time we've ever tried to accelerate evolution artificially, it's always ended up crummy, you know?
But we're getting better.
I don't want to... A little bit.
I like to think.
I'm not sure in what areas.
I'm drawing a blank, too.
Oh, okay. Then, all right. I was kind of hoping for an example that I could rebuke, but rebuke?
Like surgery. It. We're making everybody healthier-ish. It's getting better.
Says the guy who just had surgery. You're biased.
Yeah, it's been a month and I still can't lift my arm overhead, so maybe it's not that great.
It'll get better.
I fucking hope. Otherwise, what was the point?
Hopefully, I just hope they don't have to do it to the other side of your body.
They shouldn't. As long as I keep doing
just
my physical therapies.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. You get that piece of bone ground off, and then, I don't know, the balance is off or something, and 5 years later, your collarbone shifts to the other side. Oops, you gotta get that side ground down now, and it just hops back and forth every 5 years.
All right,
or something.
Well, thanks for putting that worst-case scenario in my head. Appreciate that.
I want you to add that. I want you to add the visual in your head of me pulling on either side of my collarbone with both hands and like kind of shuffling back and forth. You're picturing it? Okay, good.
Are you doing like the bit from the Shaq shuffle thing from the Gold Bond commercial where he's like shuffling his shoulders back and forth with like the have you seen that GIF or video? Do you know what I'm talking
about? I don't think I have, but let's say yes.
Okay.
Okay. Well, now I want to barf.
It's just like Shaq, like staring at the camera, making like a kissy face, just like shaking his shoulders back and forth and with eyebrows raised.
I haven't seen the commercial, but I've seen the GIF, and yes. I'm 100% on board. That's what I was doing. God dang. You guys know my body language over the internet. That's I'm not saying I'm afraid. I'm proud. Really.
And it's one of those things is I don't know if it's funny or scary that I can think about that. That's the way your mind's working and that's what you're doing.
It just means I'm very good at conveying my actions with words.
Or you're predictable.
Let's not go with that.
I'm joking, obviously. But.
Come on. I prefer to be anything but predictable. Maybe that should be the new tagline for this show.
Anything but predictable?
Yeah. I don't know how often we're supposed to create a new tagline. I mean, it's been like, what, 2 years now? Something like that?
Depends on how successful your program is.
Oh, okay, that's true. So, based on the fact that we are not successful, maybe it is time for a change.
Rebranding? Is that what you're supposed to do when you're share in the market slumps?
I wouldn't say it's if anything it's grown to a position that we've never been at before, but you always need a little bit more usually.
Yeah, always.
So let me see, we have the goal of being I don't even know what the hell I just said. It's gone, it's lost in the ether. We're not rebranding anymore because the host forgot what he said.
And we probably forget what we rebranded to by next week.
And it's gone forever.
Yeah, that's fine. Oh, maybe we should mention that. What episode number is this? Oh, yes, it is episode 419. Can everyone add one number to that?
Yes.
What next week's is going to be? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to start preparing for next week's immediately.
You know, a very green episode for some people, I have a feeling.
That overlapped a little. Say again, Drew.
I said, I think it's going to be a very green episode for certain individuals that might be on the show.
Probably. Maybe.
I am unemployed, so.
You're not unemployed. You're on hiatus.
Very long hiatus.
It's medicinal, Jared. It's for your pain.
Yeah. You got glaucoma.
I got glaucoma.
You got. No. You have the glaucoma. That makes it sound worse. Yeah.
You're going to be like, oh, damn. He has the glaucoma.
Yeah.
No, tell him I got the big pox.
Wait, is it large or big? Can you use those terms interchangeably?
Let's go with large pox. It just sounds better.
Large
pox. The opposite of small, so yeah.
Well, shit. Let's fucking do that. And, Drew, you don't necessarily have to participate in our greenery, but we want you on here, okay?
I'll try. We'll see.
You can do it. I mean, I know you're, like, actually driving back and forth from work now. So
I have been for like a month.
Are they making you wear masks at work? I think you probably mentioned that already, but we're getting company-wide enforcement starting Monday. I don't know why it didn't happen like months ago. I guess it was because there weren't very many people there.
Yeah, no, we're not. And also, quite frankly, there's not a huge number of people that are working in the office anyway, so it's easy to have everybody spaced out a decent amount. Plus, I actually have a pretty decent-sized kind of cubicle desk thing. It's not really a cubicle, it's got like one cubicle wall and that's it. But it's easy to stay, and I don't really interact with a ton of people face to face, so it's not hard to keep distance.
And your cubicle is, you're not in the place that's across the street from my work anymore.
No, I'm up in Longview.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I'm in the Longview office upstairs in the back corner.
I have a bona fide cubicle. It's definitely got at least three walls to it, but I have decked that thing out in every way that I like. It's got, I don't even know where to begin. It's got everything I need. I'm comfy there. It does not feel like a prison at all. There's no sarcasm there. I know you think there was.
Yeah, no, I don't know what to do when you're not being sarcastic. This is throwing me for a loop.
Oh. No, I'm telling you, this is it's a nice cubicle. I like it.
How tall are the walls? Can people like just stand and look over them?
No. I would say if I were standing at the wall, I think the top of it reaches my eyebrows.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, yeah, like all of our cubicles are all like 3.5 foot tall cubicle walls. So,
oh, God.
If you're sitting
tiny.
At your desk, you can't really see somebody all that well. Maybe 4 foot. But once they stand up, it's basically at like
dang.
The nipple line.
So, Renee has like his own room, like an actual cubicle.
Basically,
sort of room.
If I stole like two or three more cubicle partitions, I could put a few of them over my desk and one reaching across the hallway, and I've basically encased myself in a germ-proof cell.
Just get like a bunch of saran wrap and like put it over the top, and then the one entrance you have in.
Yeah,
well,
pretty much.
It'll keep you safe from germs, but unfortunately, it sounds like most people email you, so you're kind of hosed. You can't just stay away from them.
Yeah.
Fuck email, man. Email sucks.
Like that one lady, you're like, hey, yeah, send me a text. And she's like, I'm going to write you an email. And you're like, what the fuck are you doing?
Bitch, you might as well have sent it to me on a horse and buggy. Like, what are you doing?
It's right there. Like, you can see, there's a little place for you to type back to me right there.
It's so weird. Like, all these old people, they know how to use Facebook and how to like post messages and send and use Facebook Messenger and send that back and forth to people. It's not that different when it's just in a different window, but all of a sudden, because it's purple instead of blue, oh fuck, everything's broken and you can't click send, you can't copy paste, you can't use your brain. What happened?
I can't wait till we're that old and there's like new forms of communication and we just don't get it and all the young people are mad at us. Like, what do you mean? Just send them a brainwave and be like, how the fuck do I do that? Like, nah, just think and send it. You're like, what is that?
We may get there.
Here's
but...
hoping, because that's going to be so funny.
The interesting thing with that, though, is I think that because we grew up and in the time where, quite frankly, huge leaps in technology. Think about the internet in like kindergarten age versus the internet now or cell phones at the time frame. Because we grew up through all that stuff and we're used to adapting quickly to changes in technology, I think our brains are more trained from childhood to keep up with technological advancement and change, more so than like the gap between 1990 to today is a lot bigger in like a technology computer aspect than it was from 1970 to 1990. And even more so if you go back, you know, 1940 to 1970.
Yeah, because even back
then...
With just the
acceleration of development.
Yeah, and even back then, they had like a
car
phone.
And the accessibility of it, too, where everybody has access to it, not just businesses or big think tanks, that kind of stuff. When everybody has access to it, everybody has an opportunity to develop and learn with it.
And you know who we have to blame for that?
Al Gore.
I was going to say Steve Jobs.
I was going to say Al Gore.
So, by default, me and Drew are right because you're the minority. Sorry.
Oh, God damn.
That's the way it works.
Oh, I've been voted off my own show
well,
you've
here. You've been voted wrong on your own show, which is arguably worse.
Oh, fuck. We both have a majority and you know, the carrying vote, so.
Oh, yeah? Well, watch this. All right. I am the one true king of this show now. Hey, babe, I just muted Drew and Jared. We can say whatever the hell we want.
Suck it, Drew and Jared.
Yeah! Drew has raised his hand. I will allow him to speak. You may speak.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he refuses to speak now. Guys, come back! I'm
sorry! Let me speak. Let me speak.
I did!
Can you hear me?
Were you just saying, let me speak for the past 20 seconds?
Yes, I was. Let me speak. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Jared.
Well, now I don't want
to. I was just being silent out of protest. I'm speaking because I choose to, not because I was ordered to.
I don't want
to. Vive la resistance.
We are not afraid.
Vive la resistance. Oh. I don't know why, but this just reminded me, this free version of this service that we're using, it's going to expire in July.
Wait, what? Huh. But we need it.
They said that this offer was only good until July.
And then what? Do we have to pay money?
So we just need to create a bunch of Smurf accounts and create new things for it, and then we just continually do it indefinitely.
No, we could do that, but we need to develop an alternative plan, one that involves setting up some kind of call between everybody on the show, and then we have to all do our own local recordings. It's going to suck, but I will guide you through it.
Okay.
How difficult is it to set up some sort of like a go-to meeting or Teams type thing, or is it expensive, that kind of stuff? Because I know you can do recordings on that. Because one of the ones we have, which I think is a go-to meeting, I think, and we do record it.
It's not, that isn't difficult at all. The only problem is it's going to sound like shit because it's going to make recordings of what the go-to meeting servers hear.
Oh, okay. So it's going to compress it when it sends it to their servers and creates... Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. So what we would actually be doing is we could start a call in something like that, but everybody would start their own local recordings like in Audacity and then send those files to me.
Yeah.
Something okay. like that.
Yeah, we'll have to think about different options.
We got a month to figure that out. Yeah, Jared's going to be a special case because I think he's only got like, what, a 16 gigabyte flash drive for a hard drive or something? Do you know, man?
I have no idea. But I can go to the store and buy more stuff.
He's saving it on floppy disks.
Jared, I recommend you go to the store and buy more stuff.
Okay. That's okay,
or
because...
to the internet, because...
What?
Go ahead, Jared.
No, I was just saying, that's okay, because nothing makes me happy quite like stuff.
Evil.
For now, at least.
Evil.
I wonder how long that'll
Love
last.
Me some stuff.
Forget about it. Stuff.
Yeah. Woohoo! Nothing quite like the sweet purchase of stuff.
Big fan of stuff.
It's one of the most American things you've ever said, Jared.
That kind of reminds me. Speaking of stuff, my computer build is coming together okay. I'm not able to start building yet. I've got almost all my pieces, though. I've spent a lot of money.
Yeah,
but it's exciting, you know. It's like starting to happen. This thing's gonna last 10 years,
hopefully.
That's what I'm.
What are the odds it's obsolete in like a month?
They're fairly low. I'd say less than 5%.
Okay, but there's still a chance.
I mean, planned obsolescence is a thing now, so
it's true. I'm trying to buy stuff from companies that aren't known for planned obsolescence, like
That's
Apple.
Good.
You will not find a single Apple product in my computer.
Okay. Oh, I thought you were saying you were trying to buy it from companies without planned obsolescence like Apple.
Oh, no, I got it. That's all
that
backwards.
Whole sentence wasn't
I'm
obvious.
Doing
yeah.
the right thing here.
Yes. You want things that don't, which means Apple's not on that list. So
correct.
But that's what you get when you get proprietary software, honestly, isn't it?
Pretty much, like, yeah.
Hardware that's designed only with one form of software is you can control it based on the software.
Yeah, the company that made it controls it forever and you get no say.
Yep.
Yo, fuck that.
You don't know what you want, they know what you want. And you want to buy a new iPhone.
Jared, you're already living on the good side because your computer's running Linux. You're winning.
Yeah, I knew that for sure.
I know you knew that. That's why I'm so proud of you, man.
And do you know how I knew that?
They gave me for free.
Jared, how did you knew that?
Because you told me.
That's right.
And since I don't know shit about computers, I trust you.
Hey, I got you this far, didn't I?
Some fucking hell.
Jared, yours is going to last 6 more years.
You got it. I believe you.
I mean, what? Has it been 3 already? 2?
I think 3.
Shit. Well, I'm not surprised.
We've been at this
for a minute.
Because
I laid hands on it.
I've laid hands on it and sent it my blessing.
I laid my hands on it and I said, please, Lord, send the demons out of this computer. Liberate it from the software that binds it. And that's what happened.
Wait, hold up. I need a whole lot more of evangelical leader Renee. Like, this is my favorite character.
Please, Lord, lift the binding software away from this computer. It chains it down and it pains it so. Release it from its bonds. Hallelujah. You're, praise the Lord.
You need to have
this
whole...
Techno-gel... what is it? even technologist or something. I'm trying to think of some sort of
techno evangelist.
Yes.
Thank you. I was trying to think of some more better version of that that I couldn't think of because English is not my strong suit for
a techno evangelist. Dude, I love it. You got to have like a whole script set up for every time you fix somebody's computer at work.
Yeah, like, I'll have like a batch of 10 text files. There's going to be like openers, procedurals, and endings. One of my openers, I imagine, will be, "Fear not, my child. I am here. Tell me what is wrong with your system." And then they'll tell me, and I will say, "All will be made right." And then I fix the thing, and then I say, "It is done. Go with the clean computer ways," or something like that. Well, I'll fix that one later, but something like that.
Yeah, just come up with a script and get back to me because I need to check it, because this is going to be so good.
So what's going to be your version of the Trinity?
Sorry, say again?
So what's going to be like your techno-evangelist version of the Trinity?
Oh, shit.
In the name of the monitor, the motherboard, and internet porn.
I got to think here. It'd be like
software, the hardware, and the user interface. I don't know.
It'd probably be like in the... shit. I'm trying to figure out if I want it to be after, like, developers of technology or types of technology. That is a tough call.
It's your prayer.
It's
got to
be three different elements and sides of the one thing if it's going to follow the whole Trinity thing.
It'd probably be, like, I don't know, the transistor, the resistor, and the Holy Ghost. I don't know. Something like that.
The ghost and the machine.
That which always exists. Don't ever deny its existence. It's there.
You can't always hear it, but you can feel it.
Yeah. Granted, most of the time, 80% of instances where you think it's the ghost in the machine, it actually just turns out you need to open regedit and change your registry setting. But the other 20%, I don't know what the hell that shit is. That's not my job. It's not really my job to exercise computers. I'd say it's more of a hobby.
You're just a computer exorcist on the side.
Yeah, why the hell not? I mean, you show me a truly haunted computer, I will cast the demons out. I swear to you.
You have a haunted computer.
No, that thing's dead. Drew killed it.
Hell yeah. Freaking.
I mean, once you can store alcohol in it, it's cured. The demons are gone.
I killed it, purged the demons, filled it with spirits.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, he gets to stay. I like that one.
I gotta
just wanted to say hi.
Hey!
Therese, what's up, dog?
Therese. Let me see. Kirstie's not here to say hi. She will probably come back like 30 seconds after you leave, I swear to God.
It'd be like that.
Wait, no, I heard the door open. Here she comes. Da 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 da. Here she comes. You're going to say hi to Therese. She's on the line. She wants to say hi to your face, girl.
Hello.
What's up?
Poppins?
Hey,
darling.
Now I really want to watch that.
Wait, what? What are we watching?
Pirates of the Caribbean?
Pirates of the Caribbean. The hello.
Bobbit. Hello, Bobbit.
Oh, God, that movie's so... we're watching it tonight now. I just decided.
Which
I love
one
that movie.
Is that the first
the
one?
The first one.
Yeah, dude, the best one.
It's like within the first 5 minutes of the movie.
Yeah,
no,
the
it's
first
not
one's
first 5 minutes.
Classic.
It's when Port Royal's being besieged.
Oh, that's
whatever.
Right. 10, then?
I think that's at like the 30-minute mark, because you have the opening
what
scene
the
when
fuck,
they're kids,
really?
And then you have...
Okay, I need to watch it.
Yeah.
Drew, how do you know these things?
Yeah, that's
he Emerald knows so End's many
still
things.
Really good, though,
which is sad because I saw it like 10 times in the theater.
Wait, Jared, are you saying you don't have the ability to roll through a movie in your head minute by minute?
Hi, Henry.
Not really.
Yeah, he's been
Unless
sitting here the
Zootopia.
Whole time just chilling,
totally
grabbing
that.
All the wires
and Frozen,
the cables,
Frozen
and trying
too.
To grab the mic.
Yeah, Kirsty, you don't know this, but the name listed here is actually Drew and Henry. He's been here the whole time. I can confirm that.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
Are we on the
it's
show?
He's just been sitting on my lap, just staring at me and the microphone, wanting the mic in for himself.
Of course, totally.
He's out there stealing stuff.
Well, because
they should get him his own microphone.
Henry's either gonna.
We should get him a baby microphone.
That'd be pretty cute.
He'll just scream. Yes. But yeah, he's been getting a lot more screamy.
Cool.
Henry's gonna go one of three ways. Either he's going to develop his own podcast. He's going to be just a straight up, like, smooth talking singer like John Mayer or something, or he's going to completely rebel against it and be like a punk rock singer. He's going to bring back punk rock.
I mean, okay, but how cool
it's going to be cyclical, so yeah.
How cool would it be to start a podcast with Henry and, like, talk about what he did at school that week, and it could just be, like, 15 minutes? You know, kid podcast?
Just record that for the future?
Yeah, and we just record that for his, you know, whatever.
Stream it on YouTube so that way we can get all that YouTube money because it's kid.
Yeah, people would watch it. People would totally watch that. That's adorable.
That was kind of pulled out of nowhere, but I'm completely willing to supplement that technology to you guys if you want it.
I'm game.
Be interesting to give a shot, but maybe start like with a live streaming of his birthday when he turns one or something.
Nice.
Maybe if you wanted it to be video, it costs a little bit more money, but we can figure it out.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm so down.
We have time.
So down.
I know you're down, Jared, but this is Drew's son.
What? Who cares? I'm down.
You hear that? Jared said, "Who cares about you?"
Yeah, you like that? We're making money off of your kid, Drew, and you can't stop us.
Hey, I mean, I'm getting a cut, so.
Probably a majority cut, but
and then it all just goes back to him and buying stuff for him. So,
well, I'm buying stuff for me, dude. It's not my kid. I'm just making money off of him.
so this will be a self-sustaining show. All money made off of Henry's show goes back to Henry and his college fund or whatever.
And so then I'm gonna monetize some of it goes to us
for our show.
Yeah, there you go. Well, not our show. He's getting his own show. We're recording his life,
the Henry show.
Okay.
Brought to you by TJF.
Yes, like Teresa's saying, it's going to be like the Truman Show.
Oh, fuck. I don't know if I wouldn't do that to him. I relinquish all responsibility at that point.
We're not doing camera. We're just doing podcast.
That does make it a lot easier. Because I don't want to build a fake town. That's a lot of work.
But if we make enough money, we can make someone else do it.
Hey, now that's some thinking right there.
I'm a businessman with business on my mind and money.
You're a businessman who does business, man.
I mean,
that was such a dad joke.
Boo,
oh my god,
I love it. Boo. That
isn't incorrect. That's totally the note I want to end it on. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGF Radio. We're also TGF Radio on Twitter. Email us things. Because you're not, we want you to at tgfradioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes, RSS, and Spotify are at tgfradio.com. Closing statements around the internet. I nominate Jared first.
Machine guns should be legal.
I think they already are.
No, like machine guns. I want a belt-fed 240 and put it on my car just for shits and giggles.
Not in Washington, they're not.
You're white. You could probably do that.
Hey, you got to move to a different state.
Have you tried?
Not yet. It's not, turns out 240s are really expensive no matter where you buy them.
Yeah, that's the money obstacle.
There's only a small number of transferable ones out there. So.
My advice is to just try.
Just cry. That'll work.
Just try. Just try.
Oh, just try.
Believe in yourself.
Jared, you probably still have buddies in the Army that can hook you up.
I can talk to somebody, but I can't promise anything.
If you do, let me know.
Okay.
Yeah. Drew, what do you got?
I got not a whole lot other than try to be nice to everybody. Don't be shitty.
Unless they're...
That's pretty good advice.
But what if they're shitty first? Then can I be shitty?
There's enough shittiness out there. You should, try and, temper some of that with being a good person.
All right, what if...
I advise this. If someone is shitty to you, just wave at them and say, "And a good day to you, sir," and you keep walking.
Okay, what if I'm expecting them to be shitty to me? Then can I be shitty first?
No.
Okay.
I won't encourage it. You can do what you want, though. You're an adult.
I'm a grown up.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Christy, you got something?
Please keep wearing masks and washing your hands.
Please do, please do. All right, we will be back next week. Party on, everybody.